This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding tens of thousands of federal workers tell him by midnight Monday what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs.
The backlash to Musk's stark order was immediate, and not just from labor unions.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan has the latest.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition tonight, with blood tests revealing early signs of kidney failure. He continues to get high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose and blood transfusions. On the encouraging side, the Vatican is saying Francis has not had another respiratory crisis since Saturday, when we learned he was in more pain than he had been.
The ailing pontiff is 88. It's a shift to the right for Germany. CBS's Linda Kenyon has election results.
In a post on Truth Social, the president hailed this as, quote, a great day for Germany. The election was a victory for the center-right opposition party, followed by the far-right party called the Alternative for Germany. This was the strongest showing for a far-right party since World War II. Trump responded, quote, much like the USA, the people of Germany got tired of the no-common-sense agenda, especially on energy and immigration, unquote. Germany is the most populated country in the European Union and a leading member of NATO. It's also Ukraine's second biggest weapons supplier. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff feels optimistic Russia and Ukraine can reach a peace deal if relations continue to thaw between the U.S. and Russia.
Now it will be up to President Putin and President Trump to work something out, and I think they're going to be successful.
Witkoff on CBS's Face the Nation. Here in the U.S., there's concern about the growing measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico. Former FDA commissioner and Pfizer board member Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
I think this will spread. There's been 100 cases that have been identified so far. There's probably many more than that, so I think that this is going to get into the hundreds of cases and could take many months to try to fully snuff out.
Most of those becoming ill were not vaccinated. Gottlieb says parents should trust vaccines. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the low 30s and winds gusting to 25 out of the south. Winds continue to gust on Monday. They switch around to the west. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Some sprinkles or flurries on Monday night with a low of 27.
Right now, it's 37.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
found somebody, there was no one I prefer. My heart was made of stone, my eyes are only misty gray. Until you came into my life, girl, I saw everyone that away. Until I found
kind of rocking for him. That's Cat Stevens with I Think I See the Light. And before that, we heard from Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light. That opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music this week. Also, there's a great version of that song by Bruce Springsteen off of his debut album. I didn't want to play both of them. So check that one out if you get a chance. It's very, very good. Moving on now, we have a jam band from the 90s. They made a little bit of noise, but they never really hit the mainstream like some of their cousins, like Fish, for instance, or, of course, the Grateful Dead. But a very good band, and they wrote some pretty terrific songs, including this one. Here's Widespread Panic with Traveling Lights.
traveling light, and you can catch the wind. Traveling light, better let your mind pretend. Going down to paradise, maybe once now, maybe twice. Traveling light, it's the only way to fly.
Press it.
From their album Neon Pill, that was Cage the Elephant with Hi-Fi True Light. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we've got a band that, of course, was very well known throughout the 60s and most of the 70s. Some of their later stuff is kind of forgotten, late 70s, early 80s. Of course, with the death of one of the members, that didn't help either. But they had some pretty good tunes then, and we're going to play one when we come back on WFHR.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ceiling.
Gorillaz from their album Demon Days. That was White Light, and I think I have now played every single song off of that album. No, I haven't really, but it seems like it. And before that, we opened up this set with The Who and Trick of the Light. Coming up next, we have a band from Canada. They were well known in their home country for many years before they hit it quite big here in the United States in the late 1990s. I'm sure you've heard a few of their songs on the radio, and they also did the theme song to The Big Bang Theory. Here's from their album, Stunt, and this is a nice one, a sweet song. Here's Bare Naked Ladies, Light Up My Room.
Through my neighborhood, and somehow that always just made me feel good. I can put a spare bulb in my hand and light up my yard. Late at night when the wires in the walls sing in tune with the din of the falls, I'm conducting it all while I sleep to light this whole town. If you question what I would do to get over and be with you, lift you up over everything to light up my room. And there's a shopping cart in the ravine. Full Mountain Creek is like popping ice. Tires, it is always on fire to light my way home. There are luxuries we can't afford, but in our house we never get bored. Cause we can dance to the radio station plays in our teeth. If you question what I would do to get over and be lift you up over everything to light up my room, my room. A hydro field cuts through my neighborhood. Somehow that always just made me feel good. I can put a spare bulb in my hand, light up my yard. Light up my yard. Lights up my yard. Light up my yard. We'll be right back.
From their album Get Close from the late 80s, that was The Pretenders with Light of the Moon. One more segment to go, everyone, on Seth Faces the Music for this evening. Stick around. We have an artist I love to play. He's got so many different sounds, and he's had hits that I completely forget about, which I had with this one until I started looking for songs for this show. So stay tuned, everyone. Find out what's going on when we come back to WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, temperatures in the low 30s and winds gusting to 25 out of the south. Winds continue to gust on Monday. They switch around to the west. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Some sprinkles or flurries on Monday night with a low of 27.
Right now, it's 37.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he got to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information, information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Arctic Monkeys with, okay, got to take a deep breath for this title. You probably couldn't see for the lights, but you were staring straight at me from their also long-titled album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. And before that, we heard from the great Todd Rundgren from his absolutely fabulous album, Something Anything, I Saw the Light. Coming up next, we have a 60s jam band. A lot of jam bands tonight. I just realized that. Anyway, a 60s jam band, not as well known as, well, the Grateful Dead and a few other ones. But man, they had some really good records and some great live performances as well. Here's Quicksilver Messenger Service. Light your windows. The first and only real supergroup. That was the Traveling Wilburys with Heading for the Light. Well, that's going to do it for us this week, everyone. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Seth Faces the Music. We couldn't do this without you all out there. We'll be back next week with another theme, more music, a lot more fun, and we're going to go out on kind of a smooth note here, everyone. A little chill electronica. I don't know what else to call it, but I love this band and this is a great tune. Here's Boards of Canada, Open the Light. So long, everybody.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open.
Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Lament from laid-off federal workers.
For Elon Musk to, like, use the chainsaw on stage to mock the people that he just fired. Like, there is a human element to this whole thing.
Rob McCabe lost his job at the IRS, and President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding thousands of federal workers tell him what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs. But CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
FBI Director Cash Patel is among those pushing back, saying in an email obtained by CBS News that the Bureau will conduct reviews, adding when and if further information is required, we will coordinate the responses. Trump appointee at several other agencies, including the State Department and Department of Defense, are telling employees to disregard the email.
But Musk says those who don't respond will